when he's capable of realizing up till he's, I imagine, around 10 or 12 years old, he's vulnerable, you know, to learning things. And any bad influence, it's thrown his way, he's going to pick it up. Or he'd either turn him on, you know, turn him on or turn him off to it, you know. But it's...
Yeah.
Kids will pick up bad habits during a, you know, that age group, to my way of thinking.
So a boy just won't, he won't just say...
No, he won't just...
Take.
He won't just take it after his father or his mother. Or,
yeah.
He has to learn it. I mean, he has to have it put there in front of him.
Yeah. You named Bill.
I wasn't named after anybody that I know of.
Yeah. Okay.
William. I never had him. You know, Bill is just a nickname for William, you know. And I never had any.
Does your brother
Ken that I know?
Does your brother Jimmy have any?
No, not that I know.
Sons?
You know.
Or daughters?
He has a daughter. One daughter. My adopted daughter.
Okay, she calls you
Uncle.
Uncle
Bill.
Uncle Bill.
That's why she voicing Bill. Uncle Bill.
Yeah.
She can really let it ring.
Mm-hmm.
She used to be just as scared of me. And when they got her, she was just a little bitty baby, you know. She was 6 days old. And I don't know, I always, good relation with the kids, you know. I always take up a lot of time with kids, you know. And I care about kids, and I try to, you know, do things in front of kids that wouldn't be a bad influence on them, you know, because I try to keep up with these Boy Scouts, you know, as much as I can,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
I try to help the Boy Scouts. And I can't understand why she's afraid of me. But now, she's not afraid of me. She can see me, boy, here she comes. Just when she was real young, though.
I think
that's what I told my wife. I said she's afraid of glasses. She doesn't know what these glasses are. Because I could take my glasses off, and boy, she'd just look, you know. That's, you know, around 1.5, 2 years old, you know, and about 2 years old. And she's not scared of me now, boy. She just reach out and get me, you know, and we take her, hold her.
Yeah. A woman who lost her husband is a...
Widow? All depend on, yeah. Well, it could be a divorcee or...
Yeah, what if
widow.
He just ran off on her? They'd call her...
Left.
Grass widow?
I don't know. A what?
Grass widow. You ever hear of the grass widow?
No, I never heard of that.
Well, a boy who... Or any child who's lost its father and mother is a...
Oh, orphan.
Yeah.
Orphan.
Somebody might be appointed to look after them. They'd call in their legal...
Guardians. Yeah. Oh yes, that's always been like that. I mean, yeah. Never heard it called anything but that.
If a woman's gonna have a baby, you say she's
pregnant.
Okay.
Knocked up.
Yeah, I was gonna say if her husband left her, you know, there'd be another way of saying that name.
Left high and dry, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we call it, left high and dry.
What about a woman? If she had a baby that was, you know, that didn't have a father, they'd say it was...
Illegitimate, yeah.
Yeah. Have any other names for it? They'd talk about... What would they call kids with blacks? Maybe the colors. That,
mixed colors?
Yeah. Or just...
Interrelationship.
Any names they have for...
Interrace.
Would they have...